Press release. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. And whoever Allah disgraces, none can honor. Al-Hajj 18. After all the concessions made by the PLO, which amounted to high treason by giving up most of Palestine, and after its acceptance of being a security arm in the form of an authority that fights the people of Palestine, disarming the camps inside Palestine through killing, siege, and arrest, and outside of Palestine through coordination with the regimes of Syria and Lebanon to prevent any threat, large or small, to the security of the Jews inside or around Palestine, and after its condemnation of October 7th, 2023, and its demand through the head of the authority to release the occupation's prisoners, and after its identification with the demands of the Americans and the Jews by calling for the surrender of weapons in Gaza, and its readiness to be the party implementing what the killing machine in Gaza failed to do. After all this and more, the U.S. State Department announced in a statement on Friday, August 29, 2025, that Secretary of State Mark Rubio is refusing and revoking the visas of members of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, and the Palestinian Authority, PA, ahead of the UN General Assembly. Al Jazeera. Despite all the favors, concessions, and betrayals, and the PLO's readiness to do more, the Trump administration has deemed it in America's national security interest to, quote, hold the PLO and PA accountable for not complying with their commitments and for undermining the prospects for peace. U.S. State Department, Al Jazeera. As if all the PA has done in fighting the people of Palestine and surrendering their country were not enough. Thus, all the crimes of the organization and the Palestinian Authority and their willingness to play every cheap role did not give them immunity, neither with the Americans nor with the Jews. Rather, each time they persist in humiliating them and increase what is required of them, America is now denouncing what it called, quote, unilateral recognition of a hypothetical Palestinian state, end quote. Aljazeera.net. After the Jews had eliminated every possibility or scope for its existence through settlement projects and the dismemberment of the West Bank, even if the Palestinian Authority had given the Jews all of Palestine, and even if it had helped them kill the last child in Gaza, its situation with its guardians would be like that of someone who takes refuge in a spider's web. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The parable of those who take protectors other than Allah is that of a spider spinning a shelter, and the flimsiest of all shelters is certainly that of a spider, if only they knew. Al-Ankabut 41. كَمَثَلِ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ قَرِيبًا ذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They are both just like those who recently went down before them. They tasted the evil consequences of their doings, and they will suffer a painful punishment. They are like Satan when he lures someone to disbelieve. Then after they have done so, he will say on Judgment Day, I have absolutely nothing to do with you. I truly fear Allah, the Lord of all worlds. Al-Hashr 15:16. Traitors do not take heed or have reason. The pages of history, ancient and modern, are filled with the message that a traitor has no standing with his people and nation, and that his master will not preserve his status when he places himself in a position of humiliation. He will either throw him on the side of the road or leave him to his nation to trample him one day under their feet. We have witnessed defunct regimes and traitors cooperating with enemies many times throughout the ages, but a traitor does not learn lessons from those who came before him. The betrayal of Palestine did not begin the day the PLO abandoned it, but rather even before that, when the traitorous regimes declared a truce in 1949 and provided protection for the Jews to build their state. Since that time, they have provided its protection, preventing the Ummah from waging jihad in the way of Allah to liberate the Blessed Land. The betrayal of Palestine became clear when the traitorous regimes in Muslim countries abandoned it, transforming it from the issue of the Ummah and Deen into a national issue. Then the Palestinian Liberation Organization was established as the sole representative of the people of Palestine, practicing treason and concession in their name. This treason against Palestine and its people continues to this day. Just as Palestine returned yesterday from the Crusaders to the embrace of the Ummah at the hands of soldiers who gathered to liberate it from the east and west of the Islamic lands, it will return again, Allah willing, by the pure hands of the sons of the Ummah, so that Palestine may become the pearl of Asham and the heart of the Muslim lands.
فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوء وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا.
And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter that place of worship as they entered it the first time, and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.